This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another time. This life was green and good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The InfoWar has achieved liftoff. We'll be in orbit soon, targeting enemy globalist lies with even more firepower. We've only just begun in the beta testing of the resistance and hacking the globalist propaganda system. Directing the narrative back into the reality zone. I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, James O'Keefe of the Veritas Project, or Project Veritas. Then, Harry Dent in studio on what's really happening in the economy and more. House Dems push assault weapons ban. It's all coming up. German court lets off Sharia police patrol in German city. They're actually allowed to be vigilantes. You're not allowed to demonstrate against them, but they're allowed to do whatever they want. Because they're the new shock troops of the socialist, the friends of women. But first, let's go back to the chipmunk, the giant gopher-like creature. What are those big gophers called? I don't mean that to be goofy how he looks, but he looks like one of those giant burrowing rodents. Is it a woodchuck?
Capybara?
Is it a, what's that other one called? Groundhog. I mean... Chris Christie is an open borders, anti-gun chump. And he's up here saying, I would call up and threaten Vladimir Putin. You don't fly planes in there. A sovereign nation's been invaded by the West for 5 years. Maybe he's a nutria. All this stuff's going on. And the response of Governor Kasich and Governor Christie is, punch the Russians in the nose. That's a quote from Kasich. And call up Putin and threaten him. We'll blow your planes up. Well, they know you've already blown up Ukraine and put fascists in and overthrew the elected government and blown up the power and bombed the power plants, and all trade into Crimea will be shut off next week. The hijacked leaders of Ukraine just said today, I mean, believe me, Russia gives speeches saying never since World War II we've been under this attack. We're encircled. We've got the nuclear forces ready. We believe they may hit us first. They're dangerous neocons who are psychotic. The bunkers are being built for the public. Prepare. We just want to keep Russia from collapsing. We're trying our best. And meanwhile, our guys are bloody nose, body bags, kill the Ruskies. I mean, Hitler didn't shoot his mouth off like that. It's just so unmanly. It's so... Even warlords who were tough stuff don't act like this. I mean, this is real third world general stuff. You know, with 14 stars on their lapels. These guys are a bunch of neocon chicken neck cowards. Let's go back to Rand Paul's devastating response.
Governor Christie, if the U.S. imposed a no-fly zone over Syria and a Russian plane encroached, invaded that no-fly zone, would you be prepared to shoot down that Russian plane and risk war with Russia?
Not only are we prepared to do it, I would do it. A no-fly zone means a no-fly zone. Wolf, that's what it means. See, maybe because I'm from New Jersey, I just have this kind of plain language hang up. But I would make very clear, I would not talk to Vladimir Putin. In fact, I would talk to Vladimir Putin a lot. And I'd say to him, listen, Mr. President, there's no fly zone in Syria. You fly in, it applies to you. And yes, we would shoot down the planes of Russian pilots if, in fact, they were stupid enough to think that this president was the same feckless weakling that the president we have in the Oval Office is right now.
Senator Paul, I want you to respond to what we just heard from Governor Christie. If there was a no-fly zone, you say that potentially could lead to World War III. Why?
Well, I think if you're in favor of World War III, you have your candidate. You know, here's the thing.
We're going to come back with the rest of his response. Let's back it up a little blitzer. The admitted Israeli Mossad operative. I'm not against Israelis or anybody. I just want you to know that Anderson Cooper, CIA, and then you've got the former head of the big Israel PAC and a known agent, Wolf Blitzer, up there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Huma Abedin, the admitted Muslim Brotherhood mole, but over here she can dress in fancy dresses and, you know, hang out with Hillary Clinton in the same hotel room. They're really good friends, and that's fine. But the potential first lady, the woman who could potentially be the shadow first lady, got caught by James O'Keefe, undercover reporter, in some pretty serious stuff. And then, of course, O'Keefe's got some other big breaking undercover news. And then he's a little under the weather today, so he's going to do 20 minutes with us. He's going to come back in the new year with something potentially, and I know what it is, but I'm not going to say. I appreciate him sharing it with us in confidence. As big as Acorn or bigger. Okay? And this is a guy that has helped blow up corrupt organizations that were getting up to $4 billion a year in taxpayer money. He's like the Patriot Death Star to the New World Order. And, of course, they don't sing his praises. They arrest him. They try to indict him. He is a true 21st century Paul Revere. I'm not kissing his butt, folks. I don't do that for very many guests. But James O'Keefe, I'm a big fan of him. And he's a best-selling author as well. You can find out more at ProjectVeritas.com. If you're not supporting them, you're basically aiding and abetting the globalist. I mean, I'm done talking. Let's go to a clip of this undercover report with Hillary Clinton's girl. Here it is.
When we were able to catch the vice chairwoman after her speech, she made it clear that Hillary is all in favor of allowing Syrian refugees into the country.
I hate public speaking.
Thank you so much for addressing the Syrian refugee crisis. Because honestly, Islamophobia is rampant. And you have to promise me, like, if Hillary is elected president, she's going to do everything she can to let these Syrians in because the Republicans are doing everything they can to ban them.
Oh, and by the way, it's not just Republicans. There are some Democrats who are there too.
And I think the Syrian people know that Hillary's the answer for them, too. You know? I think they know.
The alternative. They're going to be isolationist country. Turning everybody away. It is not okay.
That kind of talk is music to the ears of the Syrian men we met in Athens, Greece, recently.
You guys must really hate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, of course.
We don't hate Hillary Clinton.
We like
you her. Like her?
Yeah.
They say politics makes strange bedfellows. I guess they are right. Here we found Syrian refugees looking to get to Northern Europe or to the United States by any means possible, suggesting even using fake passports. And they are unabashed Hillary supporters.
You know, we need to travel to Germany.
How are you going to do that?
Maybe by a plane, by a fake passport.
Hillary, we like Hillary Clinton if she have action to finish the year.
Here. Well, what about now? Do you like her?
Who?
Do you like her now, though? Like what she's done so far?
I believe maybe
gone?
She can do something.
Your smile.
Because voting ID laws are so lax in so many states, these Syrian refugees might just be able to vote for Hillary if, as she supports, they can get into the United States.
And this is the political plan. And then make them a protected group that can whine and complain and go around and bully people with Sharia law. German court lets off Sharia police patrol in major German city. That's BBC today. They can just run around, do whatever they want. And again, folks, the reason James O'Keefe is so amazing, he's gone through so much, he's built such an organization, he keeps really wounding the globalists grievously and their agendas, and he's a model for everybody else with investigative journalists and undercover stuff. I mean, I was around before James O'Keefe doing some similar things, but not with the skill, the focus, the dedication. He is somebody I learned from. And the reason I brag about it is we don't give patriots enough kudos because we need to understand the success we're all having. That we're bigger than the mainstream media. I get 20 million viewers or listeners a week now, conservatively. It's grown. Think about that. Think about what we're all doing together. We are becoming the majority. People are waking up. All right, James, I know you're under the weather, so we'll just keep you to 30 after. Appreciate you coming on. I tell you, you really got my heart racing with the news you were relayed to the producer earlier. Can't wait till you break that. But break into this and then get into your other big coups that you and your crew have been carrying out.
Yes, thank you, Alex, and thank you for the compliments. I'm very impressed by what you've built. Like I told you last time, I love the work you've done about 10 years ago going to the DMV in Texas and forcing those people, showing them 11 different forms of ID, and then they still want to take your blood. So that was an inspiration to me early on, so thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
This whole thing we did on the Syrians, we went to Greece, and we interviewed a lot of these so-called refugees and illegal immigrants coming into Greece, and some of these guys were talking to us about how much it costs to get a fake passport to get into the United States. One of them says $3,000, 3,000 euro. To get a fake passport. And what they told us they were doing, these are people we interviewed on the street with hidden cameras. These are the exact same types of people that went on to France and committed the bombings. And they all love Hillary Clinton. And that's what our hidden camera exposés showed. And in terms of Huma, we do go to the fundraisers with hidden cameras for Hillary Clinton. That's when we interviewed Huma. We also have people right now, and I'm happy to say this to you, working for Hillary Clinton that are working for Project Veritas, and we have built kind of like how they have their intelligence agencies. We've built our own kind of intelligence journalistic operation, and we have a number of these undercover people reporting back to us throughout 2016. So in terms of the Syrian stuff, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, these guys are blatant about their plans to come to the United States. They're telling us how much money it costs to buy the fake passports, and they all love Hillary Clinton.
Shouldn't she be congressionally investigated, Hillary's girl, for being so blatant about this. And look, I'm a libertarian, so I don't get into bashing lesbians and bisexuals and people, as long as they don't promote it to kids. But, I mean, obviously, it's well known that she's hooked up with Hillary, that Hillary has seen more tail than a toilet seat, quote Bill Clinton. And so she should just be honest about it. Is this going to be the first lady? I mean, shouldn't Hillary's potential first lady be investigated further? And by the way, talk about courage, James. You know, messing with Hillary's girl, she might really come after you.
Well, we did, Alex. We did launch a story back in September where we actually caught one of Hillary's attorneys in Nevada saying, "Just break the laws, just break the rules on voter registration." We caught this on tape, and this attorney, Christina Gupana, is her name. She just completely disappeared. I mean, I don't think she works there anymore, and nobody knows where she went. So it's kind of mafia-like tactics that we have discovered in the Hillary campaign. In terms of fear, you know, Alex, you know, we built an organization. We have 100,000 people that we distribute to. So I think Hillary's got to be careful about retaliating against people like me or people like you, because all it does is sort of, you know, waking up the beast. The people, the audience that we have, I think that the last thing Hillary wants to do is engage.
I agree. They don't want to make us martyrs, and that's what really freaks them out. She admits she's losing the info war to Congress 3 years ago, as you know. What do you expect them to do next? I'm going to get into your other big coup with this attorney general. I mean, they are getting mad. They are talking to all the think tanks openly, saying, what do we do to shut down the libertarian patriot movement? How do we censor these folks? Matt Drudge, as you know, has been told by a major Supreme Court justice that they're coming for us, him, you, myself, and others next year.
I saw the interview you did with Matt Drudge. But phenomenal scoop, by the way. I mean, I agree with Matt Drudge. I mean, you're going to have to. This is a courageous fight, and we have Project Veritas is going where no one else has ever gone before. We're building our own journalistic kind of intelligence gathering operation. We're putting people behind enemy lines with hidden cameras. We're going to candidate events, to fundraisers. We have people working for campaigns that are reporting back to us. How do they not shut you down? Maybe they will, but we're going to give it the best shot in 2016. And they've tried to put me in jail before. You know that. I've been on your program to discuss this. But I think we're kind of like the Death Star. At this point, if they shoot into us, it only makes us bigger and bolder and badder. And when I was one person, one man, I mean, they can shut down one guy, but they cannot shut down an army of exposers and investigators. And that's what we need to do. We need to build the army. If your audience is interested in becoming a videographer, reporter, contact projectveritas.com, and we will equip you, we will mobilize you, we will deploy you. They are unable to shut down more than one man.
Absolutely, and I intend to try to get even more reporters on staff, but also get auxiliaries around the country as well, because we're not in competition. We are fighting for the life of this country, and I use the Death Star analogy because of the firepower blowing up some of their biggest on-the-ground frauds like Akron. I mean, that was a devastatingly evil organization. You guys literally destroyed it with the truth, or they destroyed themselves. But flipping back to the Star Wars analogy, it's more like you've got 100,000 X-Wings in your group, and so do we, that they can't hit us all, they can't get us all, because we're just all over the place. Because they didn't see a small one-man or one-woman fighter as a threat, and they just can't defeat us if we take action. It's over.
They're deterred. Yeah, one thing that we found, like with Acorn rebranded itself. Your audience knows that Acorn was shut down. President Obama signed legislation to defund Acorn 6 years ago after our expose. Acorn has turned into a bunch of subgroups like Organizing for America. And a lot of these groups are scared. They're petrified that there are going to be people like us going in there with cameras exposing it. And they're ultimately deterred. They're deterred from doing the fraud. But what happens is they take the fraud and they go behind closed doors. It makes it tougher to uncover. So we actually, at Veritas, we have to increase our sophistication. And Alex, I want to come on your show in January, because we have a huge story coming out about the topic is education in the country, and it's a topic that your audience is going to want to hear about. We had to build online aliases. We had to go way behind closed doors, build relationships with a lot of these federal officials over months. This is what we have to do to expose them, because they take their fraud deeper and deeper and deeper. They don't do it in the open anymore, so we got to go behind closed doors.
Well, you are using intelligence agency tactics when you use good-looking women and stuff, and you got people pulling their wedding rings off and spilling their guts. I mean, you're doing some stuff that, you know, they would use against the, you know, the mob or whatever, or the CIA would use. I really got to hand it to you, just the innovation, the boldness. But I guess, let me guess, as they've persecuted you more and you've just become more successful, has that made you more aggressive, their attempts at intimidation?
I think it's just made us smarter. You know, they say what doesn't jail you makes you smarter. But I do really believe in the death, you know, you say the X-Wing, the Death Star analogy, like Eric Holder. You know, we got offered Eric Holder's ballot because there's no photo ID, so you can get offered ballots. And after that happened, Holder did not come after us. Instead, he kind of backed off. So I think applying the tactics of Saul Alinsky, personalizing the target, learning from intelligence agencies, we actually hired a former CIA case officer to teach us about what the tactics that they do, and learning these techniques and using them to investigate and expose fraud. I think it's made us bolder. I think it's made us learn more.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that you'd been trained by former CIA, but that's clear. What you guys are doing is really aggressive, and it is the model, folks. Everybody's got to get your book that breaks all this down. I've told my crew this, we need to do this as well. I've kind of not cracked the whip because it's such a sophisticated thing you're doing, but overall, it's just about doing it. You get better and better. Let's shift gears before we get to your final story and let you go here in about 5 minutes. Let's talk about, again, James O'Keefe, ProjectVeritas.com, joining us, breaking one of the biggest stories ever early next year. He says he'll join us as soon as that comes out. What about the culture war? I mean, we know so many prominent Hollywood people who've been silent their whole lives, like Kurt Russell this week, coming out and saying, I'm pro-gun, and here's why, so eloquently. I don't know what the system's going to do as everybody really turns on political correctness. I mean, even South Park is. This has got to be really, really worrying them.
Well, I mean, one of the things that, in terms of the culture wars, The Good Wife on CBS, I don't know if people watch that show, but it's I mean, all the investigations I do, they mentioned our work about 2 weeks ago on The Good Wife. CBS, the screenwriter, they said they did a whole show about undercover videos on Planned Parenthood and abortion things, and they brought my name up and said, this is disgusting. This is like James O'Keefe. I must have gotten 200 text messages in the course of 2 minutes. All people I've never even talked to in years suddenly paying attention. So we've got to somehow take our work and make it mainstream. We've got to force people to pay attention to what we do. Now, on the subject of guns, now what we did, and this is something that we're going to continue doing, I think it's very important. The Attorney General of Maryland, we went undercover, and we met this guy. Yes, he took his wedding ring off. This guy's married. He was supposed to be a taxpayer-funded conference. He starts hitting on my female undercover reporter and divulging all this information and saying, now here's the truth. I really want to ban all guns. I want to ban all guns. I don't want you to tell anybody I said that. I want that to be off the record. This is the Deputy Attorney General of Maryland saying this. So I'm going to continue to do that. Usually I don't say this publicly, but I'm going to try to catch all these officials in all these states. What exactly do they intend to do about the Second Amendment? And for some reason, I don't know why they don't shoot a shout from the rooftops. If they want to ban all guns, let's hear it. That's one of the things that I'm going to be doing. That's what we did in Maryland. Got this guy in hot water. He takes off his wedding ring. He starts hitting on our undercover reporter, telling her exactly what he intends to do with your gun rights in the state of Maryland.
And that's how you pick up Democrat, weirdo, socialist women who he thought she was, is you tell them, I want to destroy America. I want the guns. I'm a tyrant. I'm filth. They just go, oh, my gosh, let's go. But sadly enough, that's not who they were dealing with. After you're gone, I'm going to come back and play a clip of that video. Maryland Attorney General's office, sex, guns, and egregious ethical violations. Just one of the latest bombshell videos that you released just last week. Now, speaking of, you go after Akron, they're getting $3 to $5 billion a year. You're going to multiple offices where they're like, you got underage prostitutes? No big deal. I mean, just showing the incredible seediness and mafioso behavior of these organizations. But as you said, they then just break into Battleground Texas and metastasize. Speaking of Kurt Russell, it reminds me of The Thing, where you chop off one part of it and it just grows tentacles and ends up running away. Now still, that ends up hurting it, but how do you track down every piece of it? How does Kurt Russell take this out and flamethrow it? How do we deal with this, James O'Keefe?
I haven't seen that one in a couple of years. I think that the price of liberty...
By the way, that's Hillary on screen. Oh, sorry, go ahead. We're showing some of Hillary on the campaign trail right now. Sorry, sir, go ahead. Kurt Russell's dealing with it.
I think the price of liberty, Alex, is eternal vigilance. A lot of people I speak with think, James, you know, they're just going to metamorphose into something else. They're going to change into something else. Look, you got to keep going. If something is effective, if something takes an organization down or exposes the truth, you got to keep exposing it. And ACORN is going to turn into different subgroups. They've lost their federal funding. And if we catch one government official and they lose their job, which is what's going to happen in January again, we call them scalps. If we can get one person to lose their job, then we need to do that 100 times. And I guarantee you that after the 100th person loses their job, maybe our people in Congress, system needs to reform the system instead of firing every federal workforce. And that's my goal, is just get as many as possible on tape until they actually reform the system.
I agree with you. Then we have to hunt down every piece of it and then prosecute them for the crimes they've committed. So I mean, isn't local government states taking action? Isn't that our Kurt Russell on the ground with the flamethrower?
Alex, I don't believe that our current court system or our current political leadership is going to solve the problems our country faces. I think this is a movement-driven thing. I think it's a people-driven thing. It's a bottom-up thing. I do not look to courts or to Congress to actually solve the problem. You got to outrage the people. That's happening right now in our politics. It's happening with some of the support that Donald Trump and Ted Cruz is. People are very frustrated. So I think we got to feed people information, allow them to be outraged about what's happening. And if the groups change and they turn into different, I'm laughing at what you have on the screen there. If they turn into different alien forms and Organizing for America and snakeheads, just keep going after them. Keep
well, that's
going.
What you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Kurt Russell knows how to take them out.
Then we can learn a few things from the CIA and Kurt Russell. We should not. I encourage your audience. I know that we don't like Saul Alinsky and we don't like some of the CIA tactics, but we should also learn from some of the things they do. And
well, in the old days, the CIA used this against mass murdering communists, and it's all very fair if it's applied right. You know, it's the new stuff that's dirty, funding ISIS and stuff, proxy wars. It's good to legally and lawfully be an investigative journalist, infiltrate, use sex operatives as long as they're not offering sex for info. Right. And just let these guys spill their guts. These are enemies of the Republic, in my view, and we got to take the gloves off.
We are at war. We are at war, and we don't take prisoners. Now, we're journalists, so we're not funding ISIS and doing some of the dirty things you mentioned. But this is a war for the sake of our country, and that's why I'm building what I'm building. I'm building stuff I can't even talk to you about. But I am very excited to come on your program in January. I want you to be one of the first people to have this story about our education system, our federal education system. It's going to be bombshell. And I just encourage everyone to have hope and to know that, you know, things are turning around and just be part of this movement for accountability.
And by the way, I'd have you on 5-6 years ago when you weren't as positive. I mean, I wasn't as positive. And there's a lot of bad stuff happening. But at the same time, people are really waking up. It's not that they're even conservative. I mean, I'm a libertarian. We just really realized, man, the Democrats rotted into something really scary that's metastasizing, and they're really out to destroy the two-party system and really take over, and they're working with a bunch of neocons and rhinos, and it's time to take the gloves off. And you and your book and ProjectVeritas.com, in my view, James O'Keefe, again, is the model, the cutting edge of how to counter these people. And in closing, I mean, when I see stuff like these folks infiltrating the abortion clinics and others, and then I talk to these folks, they are using you and our model, but especially you and others, as the way to do it. And I know those are just more X-Wings out there to attack the Death Star. It's got to give you a good feeling to know that we're all in this together. More people are coming to the floor, and that means it makes us even harder to beat.
Yeah, I mean, David Dalyden, who did the story on Center for Medical Progress, you know, I met him a couple years ago in Sacramento, and I mean, it took him, by the way, 3 years of commitment to infiltrate Planned Parenthood and expose what was happening with selling fetal tissue. That's a lot of commitment, 3 years on one issue, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a couple brave people, and if federal officials, if government officials are lying, stealing, cheating from the taxpayer, we will make you an unwilling internet sensation. We will make you famous.
Well done. Well, ProjectVeritas.com, James O'Keefe, you're awesome. Have a wonderful Christmas, and we look forward in a few weeks when you break the bombshell to have you back with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Folks, put his book back on screen for TV viewers if we can. It's available at projectveritas.com and bookstores all over the place. You want the model. It's Breakthrough, Our Guerrilla War to Expose Fraud and Save Democracy or This Republic. James O'Keefe. It's a blueprint for victory. He's a true info warrior. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we had Matt Drudge about a month ago in studio. Only does an interview every 3-4 years. And I thought that got me excited. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes or so. And obviously, he is a maverick. He's an original. He tells it like it is. Doesn't read off a teleprompter. Neither do I. He's self-made. This whole media operation that reaches 20 million people a week worldwide, conservatively self-made. That's why I'm so excited. And he joins us from Trump Tower in New York City. He is the leading 2016 Republican presidential contender. Donald Trump, again, joins us. And I've got so many questions. But first off, Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though. We've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. We've got, I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat, and I was very strong on it, and I held my line, and then all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are in line, and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in, and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. So I knew it happened, and I held my line, and people wanted me to apologize, and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And that same week you were reporting on that fact, we had two different international football games, soccer games, with the Turkish fans and others during the moment of silence for the dead people in Paris chanting Allah Akbar and booing. So did that not happen too?
Well, that happened and everybody saw it. That was a week ago and the players were out on the field and they couldn't believe it. They were embarrassed. They didn't know what to do. The coach and the managers, they all apologized, but it happened. Look, we have to deal with reality. And, you know, it all started because I said we need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil. And they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled, and we have to see what's coming at us, because we're not going to have a country anymore. Between the weak borders that we have, the pathetic and weak borders where politicians are afraid to do anything about it, between all of what's happening with radical, you know, you look at what's going on, you have a president that doesn't even want to talk about, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. He doesn't want to mention the word. He doesn't want to say it. But you look at what's happening where we have a president that's over there celebrating global warming and trying to get everybody excited about global warming, like that's our number one problem. He considers that to be our number one problem. And our number one problem is what's going on where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
And then our number two problem is Crippled America, your number one New York Times bestseller. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but let's continue with the number one problem, and I agree with you. It's now in mainstream news, Associated Press and others are reporting that it's a secret deal with Turkey, with the Germans, with Merkel, the admitted socialist, to bring in millions of radical Islamists. They admit almost all of them are Sunni. They basically invaded Syria. They're getting their butt kicked by the Russians, so now they want to flee up to the north into Turkey. You said months ago, bomb the oil of ISIS, and the mainstream media laughed because you said the sky was blue again. Now the Pentagon says that's the right thing to do, and now you've come out saying, quote, it looks like that Turkey's on the side of ISIS, close quote. Well, that the next day the Russians released satellite photos documenting that there are literally thousands of trucks coming up to the border at these huge terminals connected to Irgun, the president's son, making billions of dollars total off of this. Again, you're in trouble for saying the sky is blue.
Well, I was right about that. I was right in saying in a book that I wrote, you covered it really nicely, I appreciate it, but I wrote a very political book years ago in the year 2000, The America We Deserve, and I said in that book that we better be careful with this guy named Osama bin Laden. I mean, I really study this stuff. I really find it very interesting, and even though I'm a businessman, I've always have been involved in politics. I said, we better be careful with Osama bin Laden. There's a guy named Osama bin Laden. Nobody really knew who he was, but he was nasty. He was saying really nasty things about our country and what he wants to do to it. And I wrote in the book, 2000, 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center. And I talked about terrorism in that. That was before terrorism as we know it today. I said, we better be careful. That's going to happen. It's going to be a big thing. And it certainly is a big thing. So with the oil, and I'm glad you brought it up, but as you know, for 3 years, I've been saying you better take out the oil, because if you don't take the oil, it's going to be a problem. So we shouldn't have been in Iraq. But once we got there, the way we came out was horrible. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq. You know, we made one of the worst deals in the history of our world when we gave them $150 billion and virtually we gave them keys to nuclear weapons. One of the
Mr.
most
Trump, I hate to interrupt you. You are the leading presidential front runner with the Republicans gaining a huge lead as you don't back down. But I've got to just back you up again, because the more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing. You were the only leading American figure who openly said, do not go to war in Iraq. They had almost, 90% votes in Congress for it, bipartisan. You said, don't do it. Iran will take over. You said, I mean, look, you can say that today, and everybody can say that, but you said that in 2001, 2002, 2003, when it was very unpopular because you've done your research and had good advisors. How did you know that when almost no one else did?
Well, first of all, I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take care of our vets and all of that. But I have to tell you, you have to know if you're going to go to war, you have to do it properly and you have to know what to do. I viewed it as this. Iran and Iraq were the same in terms of strength. And they'd have they're constantly fighting. That's all they do is they fight, right? They go to war all the time and they'd move 10 feet left, 10 feet right, 10 feet left. Then they'd rest. And then it started again 4 years later. This has been gone on for, you know, forever. And this is the way it is. I said, if you take out Iran or if you take out Iraq, either one, you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Well, we took out Iraq. And by the way, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves in the world. People don't even know that. So we gave, like, incredible. We took out Iraq. I said, you're going to destabilize. Well, and I said, and you'll know this, and you know this, and I appreciate what you just said. Then Iran is going to come in and Iran is going to take over Iraq. And they're just taking it over right now. As we speak, they're taking it over. Iran is running Iraq and very soon will be virtually going to be totally running Iraq, especially after all of the, you know, the deal we just made, which is the worst. So I said, keep the oil. And I said, if you're going to leave, you shouldn't have gone in, but they shouldn't have. They should have left soldiers behind, like 20,000 or a certain number of soldiers. But if you're going to leave, take the oil. And I've said it. Then they left. They didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. Iran is getting the oil. Everybody's getting everything but us. So we lost thousands of soldiers. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And what do we get out of it, Alex? We get nothing. We have nothing.
No, the French and the Germans are getting the oil, and the Iranians are getting the oil.
And you know who the number one customer for the oil is? Guess what? China.
That's right.
How smart is China? They outsmart us on every level militarily. They outsmart us on trade, like, we're losing. We have a $450 billion trade deficit with China.
Let me ask you this. You're a top business guy, you know, on your own from nothing. How did China get 97% of rare earth minerals in the world? How is the United States or nobody else even trying to get rare earth minerals when it's what goes into smartphones, the computers? Trillions is made a year. How did we just give them the global market in that? That's crazy.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan's a place we can go in because, you know, you have Pakistan and you have nuclear weapons, a lot of things going on there. But we go into Afghanistan, we're fighting, you know, tremendous mountains and ridges. We're fighting on one side, and you know who's got their excavators on the other side?
China,
taking out all the minerals. You know, Afghanistan, nobody knew this. Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil, but minerals.
Lithium, everything.
And China's taking out all the minerals. And here we are fighting. We have trillions, we have like $1 trillion in Afghanistan, and we get nothing out of it. And we're going to end up leaving and keeping a couple of thousand soldiers there and this and that. We get nothing. China is taking out the minerals. They're the buyers, the big buyers at very, very low prices of, as you know, of the oil in Iraq and probably in Syria. But China is a big buyer of the oil. But one thing with the oil, it's sort of, because you've covered it. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong. And they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me. And they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil. And it does work. The problem is we've given them a two-year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month, and ISIS is already rolling over. So Putin is following your strategy. You know Vladimir Putin well.
We should have done it 2 years ago, Alex. That's the only problem.
Donald Trump joins us live. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
Right. Well, number one, and just to finish on the oil, by the way, I say hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right? We don't have that. We go in, we fight a war, and we leave. We get nothing, except we get debt and we get deficit. That's all we get. I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him, and if I don't, somebody else will, and who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently, not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was, we were stable mates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp on trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us, and yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich. Believe me, they're not going to get so rich at all. We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. But they'll like us more than they do now. Sort of amazing.
Well, Donald Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay. Right. And you definitely have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems. Hillary and others have been demonizing you for saying radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11, but she got caught a few years ago claiming that she got shot at in Bosnia, in the air, on the ground. They have video of it all. None of it happened. She admits she lied. If you did that, you'd be done. But you wouldn't do something like that. You don't steal glory from our veterans. But they demonize you for made-up scandals every day, trying to see what'll stick. And then you got Hillary involved in Benghazi. You've got them involved in everything. And people love you for tough talk. Is it not time for impeachment hearings against Obama? I mean, what do we do politically to really try to prosecute Hillary Clinton?
Well, you remember this. The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything, I don't...
So don't make him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr. But I don't even say that. You know, one of the things that I'm the most disappointed in Republicans, because they go to Washington, they're going to do all this stuff, they're going to impeach Obama, they're going to end Obamacare, which has to be ended. It's a disaster. I don't know if you've seen the premiums. They're going up...
It's killing 30, everything.
55%. It's going to implode anyway. In 2017, Obamacare blows up. It's over. I mean, it's over, and everybody knows it, and they're doing big stories. Even the ones that were for it are saying, uh-oh, this isn't working. Well, the premiums are a disaster, and if you look at anything having to do with Obamacare right now, it's over. But the problem with the Republicans is they'll try and fix it. They'll try, instead of get rid of it, and we can come up with a phenomenal plan that's much better for the people. The people are getting killed with that. So... there's so many things to do, Alex. We will do such a good job. There's so many fronts. A number. We'll win on trade. We're going to strengthen our military. We're going to take care of our vets. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do so many things. There's so many things that can be done. But we have to use our good people. You know, everybody running against me, in terms of even the Republican side, and Hillary certainly, they're all controlled by their donors and their special interests and the lobbyists, right? I'm putting up my own money. I'm funding my own campaign. Nobody's going to control me. I'm going to do what's right for you and for the American people.
Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. I understand. You've made tens of millions of dollars. You've hired tens of thousands of people. I mean, I would imagine that as you've gotten older, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you talked about wanting to serve America decades ago, really all it comes down to is wanting to have a free country for your children and grandchildren. And that's where I want to come to this point next. Because I know you're smart, sir, and I know that you also, though, you don't dumb your message down, but you keep it at a mid-level so the general public and the establishment as well can get it. But let's get down to brass tacks. I routinely talk to the top generals, special forces, Pentagon currently, out of the Pentagon, CIA, as I know you do, and we'll just leave it at that. There are a lot of people in this government and also retired who don't want to destroy the country. They really know that we've reached the crossroads where the country's done as a third world nation within a few more years. Forget Donald Trump in 4 years. If this happens, we're done. I mean, we're talking about resurrecting the dead here. We could turn it around right now, as you've said properly. You're dead on, sir. You're right. We could turn it around. All the actuaries, all the numbers show it. But it's got to happen in the next few years or we're done.
Right.
There are globalists that want to have a world government, a system run by select crony capitalists using socialism at the grassroots to make people dependent. And I've talked to not just high-level folks that have been in government that are on your team, but separately high-level people in government currently that say there's an internal war going on and that you're a manifestation of that. I don't want to get anything inside baseball with you, but I already know the inside baseball. I know now from top people that you actually are for real and you understand you're in danger and you understand what you're doing is epic. It's George Washington level. And you understand that office. So I want to tell you right now, can you speak about the war for the soul of this country that's happening right now and really tell people what's happening and commit to people that you want Ross Perot under death threats and step down when you're in the lead 2 months from the election?
Okay, so let me just tell you, Alex, as you know, I'm leading in every poll nationally, in every poll state. I'm leading in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the SEC, Texas. I'm leading in Texas, which I love. I love Texas. You know, we were there. Mark Cuban called up. He said, do you want to use the arena? I used it. We filled it up in 3 or 4 days, 20,000 people. In Mobile, Alabama, we had 35,000 people. We had 20,000 in Oklahoma. I'm so into this. And I'm not into it. You know, I could do other things that I would enjoy doing, to be honest with you.
No, you're doing a dangerous mission. We understand that.
It's not an easy thing. But the key is make America great again. We can make America great again. But if you have to suffer through 4 more or 8 more years of what's gone on in the past and you know, what's going, it's just, we're being eaten away. It's eating away at our country. And we can make, in my opinion, we can make America greater than ever before. But we have to get going. It has to happen. We have to get going. And, you know, when you look at the vision, I said Iraq. You agreed with me on Iraq. I said hit the oil. I said a lot of things that turned out to be true, 100% true. And I'm giving credit. I'm giving credit by some people. Some people refuse to acknowledge it. You know, they refuse to say.
No, you've been absolutely on target. So what I'm asking is, though, can you speak to the crossroads we're at right now, though? Because you've talked about it. Are we at a crossroads to decide whether this country's done or whether we go to the next level?
Well, I think that if we don't get it right this time, I think this is going to be the most important election our country's ever had. I mean, you'd have to say George Washington is right there. You know, the couple of pretty important elections, right? But this is certainly in the modern era, this is the most important election our country's ever had. If we don't get it right, if we put another one of these people in, like Hillary, I mean, she's so corrupt. She is so corrupt, and she shouldn't even be allowed to run. And frankly, her greatest legacy, she was a horrible Secretary of State. If she runs, I think her greatest legacy will be that she got out of the email scandal. That's what I think. It'll be one of the greatest jobs I've ever seen of getting out of a scandal. Because General Petraeus and many others, I mean, their lives have been destroyed for doing 5% of what she did.
That's right.
So she shouldn't be allowed to run. But, you know, the recent Fox poll that just came down 2 days ago has me beating her head to head, which is very interesting and very good, and beating her soundly head to head. But we have to get it right. Our country can be absolutely, we can turn it around. But I would agree with you, if we don't get it right this time, I'm not sure if you go another 4 or 8 years with the insanity and the stupidity of these leaders, I'm not sure you're going to be able to turn it around anymore. I think it could be over.
Right. Donald Trump, the man in the arena, his new book, we're going to talk about in a moment, is exposing the fact this country is being sabotaged by design. Specifically, I don't want to bring up detractors. And it's a question I had early on, but then I did more research, and I understand that you really do want to save this country where your children and grandchildren live. But let's expand on this. There are certain pundits out there saying you played golf with Bill Clinton, and so you had to do business in New York, so you said nice things about Hillary. I get keeping your enemies closer when you're not, you know, in politics. I get it. I understand. I think that's what you did. But tell us specifically, and I don't think this now. I've seen it. I know you're for real. You wouldn't be saying the things you're doing. They're scared of you. The whole system's coming out against you. But promise us that you're not going to drop out at the key moment, keeping all the other Republicans out of view, and then Hillary races to the head, or Jeb Bush does, because as you know, folks are claiming you're a Clinton operative.
You know, I've never heard that. I heard it actually a few months ago, but I've hit her harder than anybody times 10, if you look at this.
You have.
I was a businessman. You know, I've only been a politician for 5 months. I hate to use the term because, you know, it's all
you're a statement.
But I've just been doing this for a very short period of time. I was establishment. You know, I was like a guy like you would say Trump is total establishment. And I was a big donor to a lot of different Republicans. But over the years, I've given to Democrats. I've given to Republicans. I've given to everybody because I had an obligation. I was a businessman. One of the magazines recently called me a world-class businessman. The truth is I did. I built an unbelievable company, tremendous assets, tremendous, not only that, iconic assets, very little debt, tremendous cash flow. It's a great company. And by the way, people now see how good when I did the filing. Everyone said, oh, he'll never file. It's almost 100 pages long, and it's an unbelievable company. So I built, which, by the way, The reason I say that, that's the kind of thinking our country needs. But I got along great with Clinton. I got along great with Harry Reid. I got along great with everybody. Because when I needed them, I didn't want to have argument. I didn't want to have somebody say, well, Clinton doesn't want it to happen.
Sure, you're not a loser. You don't get in mindless fights. You move forward with your agenda. But now you see America in trouble, and you're, hey, yeah, that's all sidelined now. Donald Trump's not working for Donald Trump. He wants to work for America.
Yeah, as a businessman, you couldn't have even functioned if you don't get along
with
these
people. No, I know, yeah.
For example, in New York City, it's 95% Democrat. I mean, if I didn't get along with the Democrats, I wouldn't have one
building. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you did want the vice president, you know, position that's come out decades ago behind the scenes. I mean, I know you're a Republican. What about libertarianism? What's your view of libertarianism? And then I want to ask you, who's your favorite president, and who do you think your running mate might be? Folks think it's Ted Cruz.
Well, I think that libertarianism is sort of interesting. There are certain things that I really like about it. But, you know, keeping government out as much as possible. We need government for protection. We have to protect. When you look at these maniacs in the Middle East that want to destroy us. And, you know, the problem we have today, Alex, is the weaponry. If this were 100 years ago, I'd say forget about them. Let them keep fighting. They've been fighting all their lives. Let them keep fighting each other. Who cares? But the weaponry is so powerful, and they hate us so much that we have to now protect. So that's a big part of government. So there's a certain common sense to certain elements. And I do very well with the libertarians, frankly, you know, because they sort of get it and they get me. But we need bigger strength than I think the libertarians really want. And we need it. And we have to have it. We have to have it. If we don't have it, we're not going to have a country. If we don't have borders, we're not going to have a country. As far as running mates, it's too soon to say. I actually respect a couple of people that are on the stage. Some of them I have absolutely no respect for. I think they're not very good at all at what they do. You look at what's going on. But I have respect for a number of people that are on the stage with me. I have respect for a lot of people that are throughout this country, political people. I'll pick somebody I think that can really be a great vice president. Ultimately, has to be a great president because that's, 90% of that function is, if something bad happens, they got to be a good president. You have to view it from that standpoint. And my favorite president in the more or less modern era would be Ronald Reagan. I've always liked him.
Mine too. I helped him.
And by the way, he was a Democrat. A lot of people don't know.
He was.
Of a liberal Democrat, Alex, as you know. And he became a somewhat conservative, I wouldn't say the most conservative, but a somewhat conservative Republican.
But he wanted to make America great.
And he really did. He wanted to make, he had actually, let's make America great. That was his, and mine is, make America great again. So there's a little bit of a difference. But
my son, finally sold me on being a bigger supporter of yours. I mean, I liked you, love Americana, you're pure Americana, but I'm still, was research. But my 13-year-old son is really smart, does a lot of research. He watches all the debates, and he just really loves you. He is on cloud nine that you're here, Rex Jones, and it was his question, which president was your favorite? But all time, who's your favorite?
Well, all time, I'd say Ronald Reagan, shorter term, I would say, you look at Lincoln and you look at Washington, you have to go with, they're the classics, right, Alex? You think in terms of the great classics, you have to go with the Lincolns and the Washingtons.
I agree, as a man's man, George Washington was a badass.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say he never told a lie. Let's hope that's true, okay? But George Washington was pretty good. But we had some great presidents, and we had some good presidents on the other side, too, in all fairness, but we will hopefully be right at the top of that list. We're going to make the country so strong, and we're going to make it financially secure. We can't owe $21 trillion because it's going to be that
number.
Well,
that's my final question. What type of an elite wants a Cloward and Piven bankrupt the country so socialists can run it and we all get handouts? What type of an elite is that? I mean, you've been around these people. Are they mentally ill, Donald Trump?
Well, we have to make our country rich again. You know, the other day I said to a woman, she came up to Mr. Trump, at a big rally where we had 14,000 people. And at the end, she just sees me and I'm signing autographs and stuff. And she said, Mr. Trump, I'm voting for you 100%. But are you, this whole concept of making it rich, it sounds so crass. I said, you know what? It might sound crass, but if we don't make our nation rich again, if we don't take back our jobs from all these other countries that are ripping us, and if we don't take back our money, and if we don't, balance up our budget, at least get it damn close and soon, we're not going to have a nation anymore.
We're a third world country. Donald Trump, I know you've got to go. 60-second break. I want to come back for just 3 minutes, talk about your book and your big rally in Virginia.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.